Hey everybody, this is Jerry from TheRealJerryDugan.com. You're listening to episode 45 of the Family Time Q&A podcast, a podcast about family. And with me today on today's episode, I have with me my eldest boy, my only boy, Jacob. Say hi.
Hi.
Thanks for getting out of bed at 2 in the afternoon to record this with me. How have you been lately?
Good.
Cool. Now, for those who are new to the podcast, it's a Q&A session. So what's going to happen is at some point, Jacob's going to ask me a question. I don't know what the question is going to be, and he doesn't know what my response is going to be. And then we're going to flip it, and I'll ask him a question, and then he's going to give a candid answer as well. We also have a couple of announcements about the weekend. Remember, there's a buy one, get one free promo that's coming up, and I need to give you some details on that. And we'll close out with a special treat. So, Jacob, do you have your question? You ready to go?
Aren't you going to explain what we got this week? Our board game or whatever?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we were just talking before I hit record about a new board game that Olivia purchased. It's called Quelf, the board game. And really neat. We had a lot of – we heard about it from a friend of ours, Anne-Marie Bellows.
Really?
Yeah, it was on – she posted about it on Facebook. And so when we went to buy a gift for a friend of Emma's, Olivia was on a mission. Mommy was on a mission.
Really?
Yeah. She was like, I got to find this board game. And I'm like, wait, are we looking for a Frozen toy for this girl or what are we doing here? And, are we getting another Monopoly game? We got like seven of those. And then she went to this section and she's like, I know it's here. I know it's here. A friend of mine said it's here. And she goes, there it is. And I was like, Quelf? I'm like, Quelf? That sounds like something off of Harry Potter. And, we played it around without you. And then we again played with you. So what did you think about the game, though? What was your favorite part of the game?
I liked it.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah. I loved there's like five different categories of gameplay. One of them is rules. And if you pull an action rule every time, like it's a certain person's turn, you have to do the action that's on the card. And like one of the cards I pulled was every time it was your turn, Jacob, I had to cheer you on. and it was driving you nuts. Cause like you picked up the die and I'm like, yeah, Jacob, way to pick up the die. And you rolled like a four. I'm like, way to go. You rolled a four. Cause I had to cheer you on for every move you made. You're reading the card.
I think it was just on my turn, not every move that I made.
It said when it was your turn, I had to cheer on every move you made. That's how the card read. And that's why I was doing that. And you're like, stop, Dad, stop. And I couldn't, because if I didn't do it, then I'd have a penalty of having to go back two spaces. And so I had to do it until I got that card replaced, which never happened. And you had an action rule or two. What was one of the action rules you had?
I had to laugh when another opponent laughed.
Yeah, and that was what cracked me up was that the first few times you laughed, like, because we were laughing on purpose, and then that made you laugh, but then you got tired of that.
Yeah.
And so, like, Emma would laugh, and you're like, ha-ha. And, of course, that would make us really laugh, and then you'd go, ha-ha, ha-ha. And then you would laugh at how hard we were laughing, and so you were really laughing at that point. And so it was a neat game. It was silly. It had some funny things. Like if you're the second person to read this card, go back three spaces. We won't tell you what that's all about, but, it was just neat. And so I look forward to playing it again. And if you want to know what we're talking about, I'll put the link in the show notes of this episode and you can buy it off of Amazon. And that helps us out.
Or Toys R Us.
Yeah, we did buy it at Toys R Us. It was like $20 on Toys R Us. It's like $28 on Amazon Prime, but you get free shipping. So it's up to you. If it's worth paying the few extra dollars to not have to drive to a store, go for it. But if you'd rather drive to the store, save some money, you could do that too, either way. But we're going to put that link on the show notes. So if that's something you'd like to check out, go for it. And there's a card game and all that, but we've got the board game and we had a lot of fun with it.
Well, there's a card game of it too.
Yeah, I guess it's just a toned down version or you just do the funny stuff. I don't know how that works, but all right. Are we ready for the Q&A segment?
Sure.
Awesome. You want to go first or me? You go first.
What do you like about the game?
Oh, the Quelf?
Yeah.
It's just silly. You know, the cards are totally random and it justifies me doing things like wearing a necktie with a square knot at the table, just sitting there playing the game with a necktie with a square knot or Like, there was something you had to do. Like, you had to look out the window and yell, "Oh my gosh, it looks like rain!" And then you just ran off.
Yeah.
And then you came back and you're soaking wet in the face. And you're like, "How'd you guys stay so dry?" And you had to sit back down. And mommy had one where she had to like stare you in the eye without laughing, and then turn and stare Emma in the eye without laughing, and then turn back. And but she couldn't do it. And so like, it's funny, like when you pull it off, cause you look totally weird and like a crazy person. And so that's funny. Or then the person can't do it and they start cracking up, and then that's funny too. So I liked it because it was just a lot of fun and silly, and we're kind of a silly family. What do you think?
Eh.
Yeah. What did you like about the game?
I don't know.
A man of many words. Oh man, gosh, you know, we actually played that game while you were out, and kind of a milestone for everybody. That's the first time you're 13, and this is the first time we let you go out to the movies without us. Like, you met up with some friends, and you know, and it was a big challenge for mommy and I, because, you know, one, we're letting you go out somewhere in public, lots of people, and we're not like watching you. And it's not like it's the first time, because we let you go to sporting events for school without us, you know, following you. And we've let you go to a couple of, you know, friends' houses, you know, stay the night, that kind of thing. You know, we let you go out to dinner with, you know, a friend's family. You know, so we've let you do things without us there. But I think because it was a girl who asked you to go with a bunch of her friends who were girls, and you were like the only guy in the group. But, you know, in the end, I was like, you know, he's 13. He's a good kid. You know, we've taught him well. We've talked to him about relationships. I don't think this is a relationship pressured scenario. And it just sounds like a safe environment. So what did you think about that whole night, last night, going to see the movie?
Is this my question?
No, it doesn't.
That's cheating. You're asking me another question.
Oh, okay, fine. We'll take the question off the table.
Okay.
But did you want to talk about that? Nah. He made a face and did that. No. All right.
But I liked the movie. It was pretty good.
Yeah, you saw Taken 3.
Yeah.
But you've never seen Taken 1 or 2.
No.
Yeah. I've seen Taken, the first one.
I can kind of figure out what happened in the first and the second movie.
It's kind of funny. Like, the first movie was actually about somebody being taken. I don't think the second movie was. The third movie had nothing to do with somebody being taken, though, did it?
There are a couple, like, kidnapping parts, and then they got rescued or whatever.
Okay, so there was some people getting taken. Okay, but that's kind of a formula for most action movies.
Yeah.
Damsel in distress gets taken, and the man has to go rescue her. What's this movie about? Damsel in distress gets taken, and the man has to go rescue her with guns, and he's some sort of spec ops guy. And anyway, it's just... Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of language in it for a PG-13 movie.
Yeah. Oh, like bad language? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. I mean, I'm glad it had a PG-13 rating. That's part of why we let you go. You know, if it was an R, we're like, we'll have to see it first. So, all right. You ready for my question to you?
I thought that was it.
No, we were just chatting.
Aw.
Yeah. I was just chatting with you. Because I had a question I really wanted to ask you. Because I'm really curious. And it's, what advice do you give your friends when they tell you that their parents are fighting again? Like, cause I know you've had a couple of friends you've talked to, and quite a few friends, and you know, whether it's their parents are going through a divorce, they're just going through a rough patch. Like, you've shared with us, like, oh yeah, so-and-so is talking with me right now because, she says her parents are fighting again, or, hey, yeah, my buddy, he's talking to me because he says his parents are fighting again. And so I'm kind of helping him through that. And so it really surprises us because, you know, we're like, wow, people are going to Jacob for advice. And so I'm just curious, like, what kind of advice do you give them without, like, giving their names away or anything? But yeah.
I just tell them that everything will be all right and stuff like that.
Okay. So you just encourage them?
Yeah.
Okay. How do they seem to respond to that?
I don't know, like, after that, we just start, like, regularly talking, and then
okay.
I guess they, like, try and talk to other people so they can get their mind off of it or something.
Okay, so just being there for them and tell them everything will be okay, and then giving them some sort of normal
conversation,
and that seems to help.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's pretty cool. I think in those situations, that's really all you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do mommy and I fight enough? Well, this is kind of a second. This is a follow-on question. I hope that if you ever see mommy and I fighting, one, that it doesn't drive you to a point where you're like, you have to run away from us or anything. Like, you can talk to us about it too. And, do you think mommy and I fight a lot?
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Oh. I mean, we do argue. I don't know if you ever notice it or not.
Yeah.
Do you know what our number one argument revolves around?
Money.
No, you going out with girls at the movies.
Is it really?
No, it's about money. Oh, okay. And you know what the number one argument is about in marriages?
Money.
Yeah. And a big part of that's because you have two different people who are individuals and they have two different priorities on how to spend it. That's usually number one, at least for mommy and I, that is our number one. Like we've had provision through jobs, regular paychecks since 2011, since I got out of real estate and got an actual job. But we've disagreed about what specifically to do with that money, pretty much every month or so. And it's not a big thing, you know, like we agree on things like we should have food. We agree on things like we should have electricity and pay the mortgage, you know, take care of the cars, take care of our kids. But where we disagree is on how to save, how much to save, when to save. And we disagree on when to tap into the savings account. Because those are the only areas, like I don't fight about anything else except those areas. And it's because I'm thinking about emergency nest egg and I think about saving for the future. But it's kind of different in philosophy. Like me, I'm very tight fisted about money. I'm like, you know, once it's there, I don't want to let it go. But if my hand is closed holding on to money, how does more money get into it? I have to open it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have to be accepting of money coming and money going. And so that's something I have to cope with. And mommy's really good about that. She's very open-handed with it. She's good with it coming in and she's good with it going out. And
that's why she does the bills.
Yes, because because if it were up to me, we'd throw a lot of money into savings. We'd live way below our means, but we also wouldn't enjoy a lot of things that we do enjoy. So baseball equipment, ballet, lots of ballet, cell phones, you know, the things that we do to enjoy life is the result of mommy managing a lot of those funds, which I really like. And so our arguments are small. They still have the tension from a few years back when we were like really desperate on money. And so we're as a couple getting past that. And so the more we talk about money, the lighter the talks go. I don't know if you've noticed that or not. And it's just, I think it's just old memories coming back. Yeah. But like with your friends, when their parents argue about money, it's usually like a job loss or something, right? Yeah. And, I would let your friends know, or you could let your friends know. And for those listening, Jacob nodded yes, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
He nodded yes. That's why I continued on. Okay. So, I know a couple of your friends, they argued because dad lost his job. That's a scary moment because you went from making X number of dollars per every 2 weeks to zero with no other job lined up. So there's no money coming in until a new job is found. And so, you know, couples that just kind of take money for granted, all of a sudden it's like, wait, what has priority? The car bill or the house bill? Sending our kid to camp or not? Sending our kid, you know, with lunch money or packing a lunch for them with leftovers? No, we don't buy the brand new Nikes. We can't afford that. You know, sew it up, you know, that kind of thing. You know, it's those are arguments that happen because a couple that's had a good steady job and just ignored or took that money for granted and never had those discussions about money, all of a sudden are forced to have those discussions. And then they find out that they're in disagreement about some big things or some little things that make a big difference. So that's something to keep in mind with your friends too. It's just, hey, you know, your dad just lost his job. That's a scary time for your parents. So, but everything's going to be okay. Your dad, he's probably a good guy. He's probably going to find another job. It'll be okay. But I think you do a great job because you tell them everything'd be fine and you get their mind off of it. So cool. Thanks for letting me have a monologue there. Is there anything you want to talk about as we shift into our announcement side of the podcast?
No.
No? Okay. You know, this is going to be a busy spring for Mommy and I, right?
Why?
Oh, and for you, because I think we're supposed to get you signed up for baseball pretty soon. I'm assuming you still want to play.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we're going to try a different league. It's a bit more competitive for you.
More skill.
Yeah, more skill involved. I think it'll be a good segue because I think if we get you into the Pony League, it's 80-foot bases instead of jumping up to 90 from 70-foot bases. So that'll be pretty cool. Weekend to Remember. For those of you who are married or engaged, Weekend to Remember is coming to Corpus Christi May 29th through the 31st, 2015 at the Omni Bayfront Hotel. I'm going to put information on that in the show notes. But now's the time to sign up because there is a buy one, get one free offer happening from now until January 26th, 2015. So that means instead of paying $99 per person, it's cut down quite a bit. So you're looking at about $100 per person, give or take. Actually, what is the cost? I have to look this up. Yeah. Holy cow. Anyway.
You're bad.
Yeah. Anyway, so whatever it is, whatever the cost is per person, it's half per couple. So, or whatever it is per person, that's the cost for the whole couple. That's what I'm trying to say. And it's from now until January 26th. So if you want to strengthen your marriage, get a point of view of biblical concepts to help strengthen marriage, this is a thing to go to. You don't have to have a marriage in trouble to attend. Liv and I, we've gone to five of these. We've served in many more. And it's because we believe in this event to catalyze communication, to give you skills to have a stronger marriage. And, you know, it just rejuvenates us. And it's a weekend away from our kiddos. Actually, not when we volunteer at it, though, because we bring our kids with us. But when we attend ourselves, we get away from the kids. And it's just Olivia and I getting closer together. And I recommend that for any couple, whether you're having troubles or not having troubles. Also, you're able to bring a group. You can offer a discount to your friends. And then for every five couples who register under your group, you get a free group or a free couples registration. So you could go for free if you bring a group. I'll post a link for that in the show notes as well. And now that we are wrapping up and Jacob is juggling a ballpoint pen in front of me, I'd like to tell you, thank you for listening, Jacob.
Yeah.
What?
Well, you were silent, so I filled in the blank for you. I was dubbing you. Oh. I dub you. He opened his mouth, and I just moved again. Okay, so as we sign off, I'd like to leave you with 1 minute of Jacob eating potato chips. Thanks.